I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
Dolphins versus the Knights. Knights defeat the Dolphins 18-14. Okay, so this game for me wasn't necessarily the highest quality game, but I actually really liked what the Knights delivered in regards to the grit that they showed. I thought their forward pack looked substantially better than it's looked in previous weeks. I think they showed glimpses of what they were like last year. Like, yes, did it translate into a solid win over the Dolphins? No, it didn't. But they were running with way more urgency. I think one thing that I wrote down in my notes here is the key stat for me from this game was the post-contact meters. And that proves to me the Knights running with massive amounts of purpose. And that's the difference between the Knights of last year and this year is a forward pack that's looking to bend the line every single run they have. I was actually compared to where I had them at the start of the year, that's I no longer have Knights in that in my brain. But where they were for the last month of footy to where they were in this game, it's a massive improvement and it's a good sign.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, they didn't have everything go their way in the forward pack too. You obviously had Saifidi got injured. I think Jed Cartwright got knocked out after only a few minutes. So they were down troops as well. And this was a sort of grit that we saw from Newcastle. Parts of last year that really stood out. Like, I think there was parts of last year where you just went, fuck, even if they don't play well, you know you're going to get a tough game up at Newcastle.
Yeah.
And let's be honest here, it hasn't felt that way so far this year.
Yeah.
It was almost like the KP injury sort of made them knuckle down this week.
I thought their halves looked way more. Like, they looked like they were getting to points on the field better. They had plays. Like, for example, the inside play to Armstrong, who had a really good debut, so congratulations to the young fella. Just that inside ball, like just little things like that. I just didn't feel like that the last few weeks their halves have been almost confident enough to even, I can't remember an inside ball like that.
You know? Yeah.
And maybe that's because KP likes it out the back, I'm not sure. But I just felt like their halves were much better in this game. Jimmy?
Yeah, I was a bit mixed thoughts on the Knights, defence in particular here. I quite like what they did in attack. They were busted open quite easily, like from the Dolphins end or around halfway. Like, they conceded 7 line breaks in this. But I thought their goal line defence in particular, and they showed tick around there, which we hadn't seen at times over at the start of the season, the whole start of the season. But goal line defence really good. Attack, they looked decent. You mentioned the Armstrong try early on. I thought that was just smart footy from Jackson Hastings to isolate, basically, Cody Nikorima.
Yeah. A real halves play, identifying that there's a fullback there, there's a front rower there. Trey Fuller doesn't get up square. He tries to get out to the man. I tell you what, if you ever wanted a lesson, you're supposed to get up square, watch that try. If Trey Fuller gets up square and then pushes out, the space is taken and that doesn't happen.
And he's just gone, hey, so thank you, bang. The gap was enormous by the end of it. Like, went through untouched Armstrong.
Yeah. And so that's just a half out thinking his opposition. So I thought that was quite good for him.
I think, like, as a general whole look at the game, I said 7 line breaks from the Dolphins they had so many opportunities to win this game. They could not capitalise on any of the opportunities.
Yeah, that's the hard thing for the Dolphins is they're going to... Wayne did come out of the out of the press conference, and he just said we just were really flat today. And I totally agree. Like even in the period just before maybe the last 5 minutes, I was a bit surprised at the lack of urgency from the Dolphins. Just little things that I was noticing. But I do think that the Dolphins will look back on this one and go, "Geez, we had that game was there to be won, and we just did not take our opportunity."
I guess you add in like that they cannot take a trick with injuries. Oh. Like Jesse Bromwich didn't finish the game. Kenny Bromwich went down quite early on in it. Reshuffles. They drew a bit of luck.
Mm. And like, as I said at the start, the standard wasn't great, especially from the Knights, or from both sides, sorry. But again, I just love the ticker. I love the fact that the Knights fought, and even though they were missing tackles here and there, and even though the line break was, you know, hugely lopsided, they just kept turning up for each other. Mm. And that's what got them the victory. It wasn't a skill set. It wasn't being a much better side. It was genuinely just about scramble. You even look at the stats here. Missed tackles, 46 for the Dolphins, 38 for the Knights. So relatively similar-ish. But a key stat, ineffective tackles, only 5 for the Dolphins, 21 for the Knights. So as I said, the standard not that high. But what does that say to you? That says to me, that although everything wasn't working for them, they just kept turning up on the inside. They kept scrambling.
What's the criteria for an ineffective tackle? Do we know? Do you know what?
I think it's like basically blokes finding their front and bumping, like being kind of bumped off and quick play the balls, pretty sure.
Okay.
And that would make sense because 21 times ineffective, so 21 really quick play the balls, I'd assume. That would be where the line breaks.
Yeah, I wonder, is it play the balls under 3.5 seconds or something?
Something
or
like that, I'd assume. I don't know. Look, when I look at the Knights in the current situation they find themselves in, I'm not really looking for crazy footy. I'm just looking for 17 blokes that are just reacting to the coach and ripping and tearing. Mm. And I feel like they really did that on the weekend. So we'll talk about the Knights first. The good thing is they found, obviously he's not KP, but a guy at the back that can admirably do the job at the moment. It's one game, but get through a bunch of work. What I love the most about David Armstrong, it's not necessarily like, was he crazy fast or crazy strong or whatever, but he was just energetic. Like he just got involved. He wanted the ball. He was always there or thereabouts when a half break was made or there was a quick play of the ball. And I kind of feel like at the moment, that's what the Knights needed, just an injection of energy.
100%. Energy is the key word. He brought it. Armstrong, which is interesting because I think that if the squad was full strength, I think Fletcher Sharp might have been in there before Armstrong. And I sort of came into yesterday's game going, it'll be interesting in 3 weeks when Fletcher's available again, who holds it. But, fuck, it's going to be hard to take it off Armstrong.
Oh, for sure. 11 tackle breaks, 2 line breaks, a couple of errors, but he'll sort that out. Just the energy. And sometimes, we always talk about, you can buy experience, but experience is, it's intangible experience. Like it's an intangible thing. You know, some players that may be a little bit past it physically, what do they bring experience-wise? But also, you can't measure youthful energy. Sometimes bringing in a young fella, I mean, I know the Souths didn't go that well, but since he's come back in, Souths have definitely played better than they were playing Jai Gray. And it really is just about the energy that the young fellas bring in. And I think Armstrong could be a similar shot in the arm that the Knights may need. Just that youthful... Yeah, look at the Tigers with Galvin.
Yeah. Yep.
Just energy.
We had it last year with Buller as well.
Yep.
Bit of youthful exuberance.
Oh, yeah.
It goes a long way.
I thought Dan Gagai was really good for the Knights.
Yep.
Okay. Walk me through it.
No, well, you were saying a minute ago, you're not looking for amazing footy at the moment. You're looking for a bit of like grit and determination. And he didn't miss a tackle, got a try. He was everywhere. I thought Dan Gagai was very good as well.
I mean, both centres were good. You have a look at them. They combined for, I think, 11 tackle breaks. They missed 4 tackles throughout the game and both ran for good metres. Bradman Best, 192 run metres.
No line breaks too with that. So yep. That's pure grunt work.
Grunt. Love that. Leo Thompson, good again.
Tyson Gamble, I thought he was decent. Try assist.
Yep.
Massive pest as well. Love that.
Huge pest.
Whose face did he get in on the weekend that got riled up?
Was it Katoa when he put a shot on him?
Yeah, maybe it was Katoa. It was Hastings at the end that started to silly bugger around. What was going on with that?
Hastings and...
I was like, Hastings, brother, you're just winning the game.
You're up.
You are up.
Yeah. Who was that? Was it Donahue off the bench?
Yeah, it was Donahue off the bench. Yeah. I thought Brayley as well had some really good moments. I think that was it. The try that he set up where he got out dummy half. I don't know if that did they bomb the try or did he score the try. Anyway, I thought Brayley, he's definitely growing into that role.
Yeah, I think it looked like a new, not a new side. It's a very different side with Jaden Brayley at nine to what Phoenix Crossan was doing last year, just because they're such different players, and he's just so good defensively in around the ruck, tightens them up. Their structure around the ruck looks really good. So, you know, he's just finally getting back to big minutes. Played 80 on the weekend.
Yeah.
They look better.
Yeah, they're definitely.
And also, like, I feel like at times, you know, we can be critical of the Knights pack and they just have some lazy efforts, particularly in and around the ruck, defensively on their own line, and just let in soft tries. They're a big pack. And when they have Adam Elliott at lock, who is a relatively mobile forward, but he's still a big boy. I like in the modern era of rugby league, having a smaller bodied lock who can handle themselves defensively, but just offers a bit more laterally through the guts. And in the past for the Knights in recent years, it's been Kurt Mann or it's been Connor Watson. Crossan came on and sort of played a bit of that role on the weekend, and it just gives them better lateral movement through the middle. So I like the way they're doing that with Brayley, with Crossan coming in that sort of 13 role. Crossland comes on and he has outstanding line speed in defence, as does Jaden Brayley. So I'm happy to see them go with that moving forward, especially like they start with Adam Elliott. So they get through the grunt work early on, then bring Crossland on.
Yeah. I wonder if that was the plan to do that or if they were sort of forced by losing forwards.
Yeah, maybe.
But it might give me
I don't mind it.
I don't know because then last week Ponga got injured and Brayley played big minutes. So it's hard to tell.
I don't mind Crossland coming on in at 13. He's definitely, you know, if you've defended at 9, you can defend at 13. And just that added bit of ball playing around the ruck that they've... Yeah. Adam Elliott's been much better. He's actually... I think his last two games have been quite good. But just that added bit of ball playing around the ruck, I think, helps him.
I think as well with Adam Elliott, once he's played his 40 minutes, when he starts to get a bit tired, if he can just simplify his game just to go forward, I think it works really well for him.
Much better from the Knights. Standard... maybe not so high, but showed a lot of grit, a lot of toughness, and there's something to build off there for the season. To the Dolphins, really, as I said, very strange game to judge them on, because when you look at the amount of line breaks, the amount of opportunities they created for themselves, you go, that was a bloody good game. But then you've got to finish those opportunities, and obviously they didn't do that. Asako's kicking hasn't been as good as it has been in the past. Look, they've had such a great start to the year. They had such a big win last week. I'm okay to a degree with them being a bit flat this week. I know that sounds like excuses, but, you know, obviously I didn't have the Dolphins in my eight this year. So for a side that's in their second year in the NRL, bit of a flat week, Knights are playing for everything, things just didn't seem to work for them. I'm okay with it. Also, there's some huge pluses. Max Plath for me is... super exciting. So exciting that I'd be close. If he keeps playing like this, them at full strength, I would consider keeping him at 13.
Oh, fucking hell. He's like, my third, eh?
I really like him at 13. And for what he lacks in size, his grit, his toughness defensively, he's outstanding. But his ball playing, it is slick. It is some of the better ball playing for a 13 in the competition. I like Max Plath at 13. And as I said, even full strength, like I'm talking Gilbert back, everything back, I think he'd be pushing for a spot in that 13 role.
Full strength, he'd still be my third, eh? I think he's the guy most suited. I've said it a few times, you know, he was playing halfback 2 years ago. You could see some of those plays where he took guys on his inside to the line in this game. He didn't always make the perfect decision, but he just looks dangerous all the time, Plath. He'd be my 13, without a doubt, full strength.
And being so young, he's only going to get stronger in defence, better in contact. I really have liked his work. He was great last week. I thought he was great this week. Very, very exciting. And to get a guy in a key position that's essentially coming through the younger grades, like when you're talking about salary cap pressure, geez, that's a win. Like if you can sit there and go, Max Plath, you're going to be our 13 for the next 2 to 3 years on a minimum contract most likely. Like for how hard it is to find a good 13 in today's day and age, like that's a massive win.
And that's what I spoke about it in the game before. You have him, you have Fine Fuiaki, you've got Flegler who's still quite young, you've got Oren Keeley, Mason Teague. Like they're building a pretty damn good forward pack up there, the Finns.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Josh Kerr's not that old too. He's still got plenty more to offer.
Yep, agreed. Like that forward pack, especially with Katoa, who in defence had a bit of a tough day, but in attack... what I'm loving about Katoa is we're starting to see different parts of his game. So we've seen the ball playing, his ability to square, go deep in the line. But I also, he had 21 runs ran for 124 metres. Like, when that all, it's almost like a puzzle. When that all those puzzles get fit together and they complete the puzzle, it's going to be a scary prospect to play against Katoa, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyone else stand out for you guys in the Dolphin?
Even you and Aitken, mate, like it feels like he's been around for an absolute eternity. Like he's only 28.
Yeah.
He's still got 4 and 5 years.
And left. He hasn't played his whole career in back row. He's only going to get better there.
Yeah, I thought Josh Kerr has impressed me so much this season. He's averaging about 35 minutes per game, 112 metres per game. He's missed 9 tackles all season. But
149 on the weekend with only 38 minutes.
Yeah, just in attack. They can't, like when he offloads at will. Like he had 5 offloads on the weekend, and I think he's particularly valuable chasing points like we saw on the weekend where you're going, all right, attack's a bit stunted. We're struggling to sort of make any headway here. He comes on, they cannot put him down or close that arm off. So he runs a really good hard line attacking the line. Like he can find a try for a big fella. I think he's been tremendous. Mm.
Someone tell him Wayne doesn't care about his Supercoach side.
Mm. Wow. Hey,
just wrapping him galore.
I was wrapping him before I brought him into my Supercoach side.
Hey, I tell you what, you wouldn't want to wrap him too much because his price will go up. I know that much.
Funnily, I wrap him year in, year out. It's the first time I've ever actually owned him in Supercoach.
Don't manipulate the market, mate.
I'll do what I can to get my Supercoach side fired.
Don't be running agendas here, mate.
I'm sure Wayne's a big listener to the podcast.
The thing with Josh Kerr is like, you could see this from a mile away, couldn't you? When he's at the Dragons, you're like, there is so much potential. Big boy. Good motor. Mate, yeah, I think he's been great as well.
Trey Fuller.
Oh, Trey Fuller.
How good's he been?
Oh, my God. Glass half Fuller, that's for sure. 28 runs.
Trey Bien. Sorry. You can cut that out if you want.
28 runs, 240 metres, 66 post contact, 10 tackle breaks, 3 line breaks, a line break assist, an offload, 7 tackles, only 1 miss. I tell you what, if you're looking for a fullback, if you're desperate for a fullback, not even desperate, if you've got a fullback position that is essentially open and competitive, I'll be talking to his manager immediately. He is too good to not be playing NRL, in my opinion.
You could do so much worse.
Oh. Yeah, you look at a guy like that and you're like, you'd have to guess that he's just been unlucky in his career where I'm sure there's things that he hasn't been best at. Maybe it's training, whatever. But like unlucky in the sense that he just maybe didn't land at the right spot to get him into the right mind frame to be the best he can be. Because like watching him play, a guy this talented, he should have been playing since he was bloody 18.
Big if, but if he can maintain this form the next 3 weeks, far out he's going to be hard to drop when Hammer comes back. Like obviously the thing is, I'm not getting ahead of myself. Hammer's their best fullback option at the moment. It was really good to start the season. But like, if he keeps playing this.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Footy, and we know Hammer can play numerous positions in the back line.
Well, you got to ask yourself, is the team better with Fuller at fullback and Hammer at centre, or Hammer at fullback and Fuller not in the team? It's a tough question.
And, you know, it sounds outrageous, but Wayne was happy to do it last year at different points.
Yeah,
so,
didn't get went to fullback.
And all of a sudden, if you have Herbie and Miso as your centres.
Jeez.
Dangerous.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.